today on the TMZ Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the TMZ Podcast. I'm Charlie Cotton. Joining me today is Devon Rahl. How are you, Devon?
I'm great. What's going on, Charlie?
Not a whole lot, Devon. Thank you very much for asking.
Well, I hope we have some stuff going on. We need to shoot a podcast.
Well, you're one of our best news breakers on the news desk at TMZ. You have been for many years now. So we're going to talk to you today about Charlie Sheen apparently having been reluctant for a little over a year. He's now signing off on his daughter's OnlyFans account. He's down with it.
He said he's down with it?
Well, Denise Richards said that he was down with it. We'll also reveal who this year's sexiest man alive is. Any guesses?
I don't have any guesses, but it always makes news.
It always makes news, just eye roll news, most of it. It's a surprising choice, I think. But to begin with, Timbaland. He's been in some hot water this week. He said some pretty dark things about Britney Spears and what Justin Timberlake should do. Let's have a listen to what made news this week with Timbaland.
Timbaland, my question for you, Cry Me a River is making headlines again because of Britney's memoir. She said
she's going crazy, right? I want to call JT, but he got to put a muzzle on that girl.
So if you didn't catch that.
He said he should have put a muzzle on her.
Yeah.
That's rough.
That's rough. So, yeah, obviously with her book coming out and all of the things she's revealed in it, a lot of them are very bad for, like, JT's brand.
Well, and Timbaland's super close to JT.
Oh,
yeah. They've collaborated on a lot of big hits, so clearly he's having his back. It's just saying put a muzzle on her is not a way I would put it.
No, because it obviously, like, it's not good to say that about anyone.
Especially because the whole thing was Free Britney.
The whole thing is Free Britney.
And you don't want to piss off Britney fans. You see how they act.
So clearly,
this clip started circulating everywhere, and her fans were not happy.
Because I think he answered that question in response to someone asking him about Cry Me a River, which I think that's one of the main songs Timbaland helped Timberlake on.
Yeah, I believe that is the one of them that he collaborated on. But obviously, he's speaking about her speaking about the abortion in the memoir, and then everyone coming after Justin. So he kind of like put his nose in this kind of story, which clearly he ended up regretting.
Yes, because he took to Instagram Live last night. And
people still do those? I thought that was only during COVID.
Oh, no, bro. I love lives.
Oh, do you?
Oh, my favorite thing is lives.
What?
It's going on right now, you know?
Like, you're like watching a live reality show?
Yeah, well, I mean, especially on TikTok, I'll just scroll through the lives and just see where everyone's at.
You need to get some hobbies.
Yeah, right.
You need some hobbies.
This is my hobby. Anyway, Timbaland took to a very popular medium and he apologized for the comments that he said. Here, let's listen to it now.
I'm keeping it 1,000 with y'all. But I'm sorry to all the Britney fans, even to her, if she never saw the I'm sorry, because muzzle was, no, you have a voice. You speak what you want to speak. Who am I to tell you what not to speak? And I was wrong.
Hey, that's not a bad apology.
Yeah, good apology. He acted quickly, completely retracted what he said.
Yeah.
So to be honest, when these things kind of happen, I always kind of feel like what they say first is what they mean.
Yeah.
And then when they come back with these apologies, it's because they're getting backlash.
Oh, totally. But I mean, he was in front of a live audience. He was trying to make him laugh.
You know what I mean? Was on live. He was in front of a live audience again.
Oh, true. So, I mean, I don't think anything like more will come of this. She hasn't responded yet.
No, although we always say, oh, there's no way she sees this or she's not going to respond. And then she usually does.
Well, she Googles herself incessantly. I'm
sure. And we didn't think she was going to respond to the whole, remember the Wembanyama?
Basketball player.
And then we thought she would never respond. She did.
Yeah.
So now that he's apologized, maybe she'll move on, but who knows?
Her memoir is doing really well. It's like the second highest ranked memoir this year, first being Harry by a long way.
Yeah.
By a long way, it's Harry. Then it's her. Actually, who's next? Elliot Page is the third highest selling. Then Pamela Anderson, and fifth is Paris Hilton this year. Which of those memoirs would you want to read?
None.
Same.
None.
I wouldn't even listen to them on audiobook, honestly.
No. Yeah, no. None.
None.
I also don't read very much, so yeah, right, there's that. Right.
Also, another, just while we're talking about Britney, another Britney story. You know her old house in Kentwood, Louisiana.
Yeah, just went on the market.
Just went on the market, which you can buy for a bit over $1 million. Mm-hmm. But the prize piece in this house is an old door that Britney wrote on. She wrote something like, "Christina sucks, Brit rules," which people are speculating is Christina Aguilera back in the Mickey Mouse whatever days.
Yeah, so you would think that it would go for a lot, but I actually worked on this story.
Oh, wow. Newsbreaker, Devin Rowe.
So reached out to some of these big auction houses. They said that they think as long as the it can be authenticated that it was actually her handwriting, that it could go from anywhere between 20 and 30K.
Wow.
So whoever buys that house, take that door off the hinges and put it up for auction.
Well, I need your job, man. So easy. Just so easy. Making little calls every now and again. Getting
sitting
these
at my desk, cozy. You're yeah, out in the elements.
Yeah,
dude.
Right. Okay, moving on to our next story. Charlie Sheen apparently is now okay with his daughter, Sammy Sheen, making money on OnlyFans. And this is because of how much money she's making. His ex, Denise Richards, revealed this on Just Be with Bethany Frankel podcast. Let's have a listen to that now.
Where does Charlie stand on all of this? Where is he?
Well, when she first did OnlyFans, he was not happy.
Okay.
And I think was public about it, which she didn't appreciate. And he's changed his tune.
You guys are being supportive and all together.
I mean, he changed his tune when she bought a Mercedes and moved into a house. So he was like, maybe this ain't so bad after all.
I have a lot of thoughts on this.
Give me a couple.
One, I need to hear from Charlie Sheen.
Okay.
That's my main thing, because he has been pretty vocal about this and being upset with this. It's interesting because, like, I obviously don't have a daughter. You do.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, a father-daughter relationship, obviously you can speak on that. I can't. But she's not doing nudity. So
right.
She's on OnlyFans and she's basically posting. I haven't done my research. I don't okay. have an OnlyFans account.
You don't?
I don't. She's 18. And
I think she's 19.
Oh, now 19 now, and she did it when she was 18. And these are, you know, basically bathing suit photos or, you know, sexy photos that she'd be posting for free on Instagram anyway. She found a way to monetize it. Good for her.
Yep. I agree with that. I mean, she's not posting nudes yet. And I use that word yet because she does. So I think it's like a slippery slope when you get into modeling of this nature that you don't know where it might end up. And as a father, a parent in general, mother too, maybe you might be concerned about where the road might take you. But yeah, I'd like to hear from Charlie Sheen, because back in June of last year, he was very public about, like, just saying how he doesn't approve of it at all.
Well, he could have an opinion, but don't you think he should have said that to her?
I'm sure he did.
Yeah, that's true. This was probably trying to, like his way of trying to get to her.
Yeah, it's public pressure he was trying to put on.
But yeah, so you're saying it's like a gateway drug.
You
get the OnlyFans, and then you start seeing that money come in, and then you're like, how much more could I make if
right.
I really test the
That's why I don't want to make myself an account, because it might be a gateway drug to something else.
Oh, totally.
That's the reason.
Yeah, it might be a gateway drug to divorce.
Right. Yeah, true.
But no, it's just, I don't know how I feel about it. It's so interesting.
I mean, I wouldn't want my daughter doing it, but I mean, I guess that's something that a lot of parents say when their daughter is young, really young. And
totally.
And they prefer them to have, you know, a career that involves intelligence more, maybe, or different talents besides just what you look like. But I mean, Charlie Sheen's an actor.
And he has quite a past, man. It's hard to be like Charlie Sheen's being the prude one in this situation.
yeah, it's hard for Charlie Sheen to be the disciplinarian.
Yeah,
huh?
Totally. It's like, Dad, Tiger Blood? Like, yeah, you remember the stuff you used to do and say?
Dad, I'm winning.
Exactly. But it also, though, the other point about this is, so she said she bought a house and a Mercedes with this. Who are these guys that are paying for an OnlyFans account for bathing suit photos? That's what I've never understood.
Well, I mean,
I guess you talk to them too, allegedly.
I think maybe you do, and you just unlock different content. Look, in research for this story, I did go to her page on OnlyFans.
But you have a login?
No, I don't have a login.
Oh, okay.
But I saw how much it had cost for a login. It's nearly $20. It's like 19 something something.
You should have just got that comped through work.
Yeah, I should have just got it.
An expense.
Put the receipt on Harvey's desk.
And sent me the password and the login.
Yeah. So that we can research for the podcast. So she's not... She's doing her. She's doing quite well at it.
Good for her.
And good for her. And if Charlie Sheen's now happy with it, good for him.
Everyone's winning.
Everyone's winning. Okay. Moving on to our final story. I demand a recount. Because the sexiest man alive went to, drumroll please, Patrick Dempsey?
57-year-old Patrick Dempsey?
Like, what?
Do you find him sexy?
I mean, 2005 Patrick Dempsey, yeah. Sure. He was McDreamy. He was 20 years younger than he is now.
I don't know what they're doing. You have a list or somewhat of the past people. I know it's been like The Rock. It's been Bradley Cooper.
Chris Evans.
Chris Evans was last year.
It was really sexy men, kind of hopefully in their prime-ish.
Yes. Yeah, 50. I don't think you can be 57 and be the sexiest man. Although men do age, you know, well. I was about to say something that got me in a lot of trouble.
You were making like a butt sound like better than women.
I wasn't thinking that. I was clearing my throat. But they, but it's, who, by the way, okay, People puts this out. I don't know if you have any recon on this. Is this like 100 people sitting in a room? Like, how do they come about finding the sexiest man?
I think there's a few people sitting around a table.
Okay.
And they're like, who's going to return our calls? And they're like, we need to do an editorial and a big interview and a big spread in People magazine. Who is going to play ball with us this year? Will it be like Brad Pitt? No.
Well, last year they got Michael B. Jordan, or one of the years, not maybe. Last year I think was Chris Evans, but
that's not bad.
But
that's
also, bad. Also too, and I get the point you're trying to make, but it's like, bro, if someone calls you up and they're like, "Hey, you're the sexiest man alive. Will you come do this cover shoot and interview?" Who's saying no?
Brad Pitt, George Clooney.
You think?
Yes.
I don't know about that, man.
They don't need those accolades. They know they're the sexiest man.
So you said, so Patrick Dempsey ran to the people's office.
100%. 100%. Because actually in 2005 and in 2006, he came second apparently. So it's been a long time coming.
Because I saw that they put a list of like other sexiest, like, that would kind of suck to be runner-up. Did you see one of them? It was making headlines this morning.
I know what finalist you're talking about.
Jason Kelsey?
Yeah, Travis Kelsey's brother.
And Travis Kelsey's brother, the lineman on the Eagles. And
big hairy dude.
He's a great guy, great personality. But he already commented this morning.
What did he say?
He said, I'm not even the sexiest man in my family. how could he be the sexiest?
I like that.
But seriously, why? I mean, if what you're saying, obviously people does this. A, they want to get the person, but also they want to sell covers, right? Or magazines.
Yeah,
even still buy those. What, they should have got Travis Kelsey.
I mean, Travis Kelsey would have
I'm shocked that if they were trying to be topical that they didn't.
Travis Kelsey would have made almost worldwide news, even though this is just a stupid competition that a magazine does. It would have made worldwide news.
Or they asked Travis Kelsey and he said no, and they're like, okay, well, we're going to get Jason.
yeah. It was a big fuck.
Yeah.
I agree. So, I mean, what's sexy about Patrick?
I mean,
he loves cars.
He can't totally. He's a handsome
guy. He's a handsome guy. He loves cars. He's a very well-liked actor. He was McDreamy. Like he's known as a sexy guy.
Yeah.
I tell you what's not sexy about him so much. What? Did you know he's a professional juggler?
That's bizarre.
Professional juggler.
How do you know that?
I just did a little research for the pod.
Okay.
He done competitive juggling. Also,
you
what
can't
else?
Be a sexy clown.
No, no, it's not easy.
No.
Bozo wasn't getting many women.
No, I can't imagine. Or Wayne Gacy. Sorry, that's
kind of
dark.
I don't even want to say reply to that. He got a few. But also another thing I found in my research was that he's been married twice, once to like his current wife.
Okay.
But back in 1987, when he was 21, he married his manager who was 48.
Wow.
He was 21. She was 48.
I don't know about sexiest man, but like most interesting man.
Yeah, maybe. That his
Do
wife
you think it was his juggling skill?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. His wife would be 84 right now if they'd say together.
That is insane.
Maybe.
Well, shout out to him though. I mean, good for him. Like he put in all this work, you know, he kept getting runner up and finally
he did it. This is a really good news story.
Huge.
I think that you would be like potentially towards the top of sexiest man in the office.
The competition isn't great.
That's true.
But I appreciate that. Thank you, though. You're making me blush.
You and Javi and Charles.
Now you're just saying, like, who's your type in the office?
Wow. Maybe so. You're all my type.
Okay.
You're all my flavor. Okay. Oh, my God. What a weird end to the podcast. Thank you for joining me, Devin.
Of course. It was always fun.
Okay. And we'll see you guys here tomorrow.
Yep.
Bye.